All right, let's go to the Rumble Revolution hotline and talk to Eli Gold, his own favorite. How are you, Eli Gold?
Eli Gold is fine, thank you.
That's good.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. You don't seem like the kind of guy who would go third person very often, if ever.
No, I was just following your lead there.
Well, I usually call you Mr. Gold, then you tell me not to, so I feel
right.
more comfortable.
Eli is fine. Mr. Gold was my dad.
That's right.
You can call me anything you want, just don't call me late for dinner.
You are boom, the man. Do you have a place that, speaking of that, do you have a place you try to seek out to grab a bite when you're in Fayetteville?
Yeah, we normally end up going to Herman's. We've got a group of about 16 going to go and wait there tomorrow and get a table when one opens up. It's far and away one of the favorite stops on the tour.
That would be a good time to go third person, I think, and you'd probably get a table opened up a lot quicker.
No, I'm just another guy there. Don't worry about it. What do we do? Let's talk a little football.
You are the man. All right, let's get into it. Let me ask you about your quarterback, who is apparently the most efficient quarterback on the planet. He did a great job last year of managing the game. This year, it seems like he's doing more than just managing the game. And I'm trying to come up with an intelligent question here, like why is he so successful, or how good is he in the big picture of things and that kind of stuff?
That's a good question in general there. You know, this is a kid who has not lost a game that he has started since grade school, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He had gone 149 pass attempts without an interception until he threw one last weekend. There are a couple of things that come into play here. Now, is he today, mathematically, yes, he's the number one pass efficiency quarterback in America. Is he better game in, game out than Ryan? Is he better than this one, better than that one? Well, the kid's never lost as a starter, so that's a pretty good indicator of what he's able to do. But taking it a step farther from that, he grew up as a Dallas Cowboy fan. Heck, they might be able to use him right now when they're 0-2, but his dad, in all seriousness, his dad works for the Dallas Cowboys. When Greg is home, when he's off, when he was growing up, he used to go and hang out at Valley Ranch, the Cowboys training facility, and go into quarterback meetings and learn the playbook. And that stuff has to help. I don't care, you know, who you are. Just being exposed to that kind of an educational process certainly has to help. He does not make mistakes that you normally would categorize as being part and parcel of a young quarterback. When he first came into the university, he managed the games well. He didn't make clock timing issues. They weren't delay of game calls. He didn't do, as we say, he didn't throw a lot of intercepts. He's just a pretty sharp kid who is a good quarterback. And, you know, we always think back, Alabama's last national championship before this one, Jay Barker was the quarterback, and Jay will very quickly tell you he can't throw a decent spiral. And I've never seen you run, but he says, you know, most folks can beat me in a flat-out foot race. All he could do was win. And has McElroy got the strongest arm? No. Is he the fastest quarterback? No. But all he seems to do is win, as the record shows. He's not lost a game since grade school. It's remarkable.
It doesn't hurt, certainly, to have a Heisman Trophy-winning running back behind you, along with a pretty darn good backup at running back in Richardson. It's the best 1-2 punch in college football right now. How would you compare those two backs? Because we had a discussion and a serious one last year at times that Richardson might be the better back. People would make that argument. I hear it less and less. But how would you compare those two guys, Eli?
Well, they're both bruising runners. Their styles are very much the same. They really are. I guess nobody is really a carbon copy of the next guy. But they are both bruisers. When they get close to being tackled, you know, they'll lower the shoulders, they'll tuck the helmet, they'll make the tackler pay for the fact that he has the nerve to try and tackle them. They are both wonderful young men. They are both very, very good in the classroom, very respectful. So they really are basically cut from the same piece of cloth. It's not like one guy is a hard runner and one guy is a water bug kind of guy and darts here and there. They're both your basic power tailbacks.
Who, in your estimation, who would project better as an NFL running back?
I don't know if I have to pick one or the other. They are both that same style. They are both hard runners, hard hitters. They manage to find a hole where seemingly nothing exists. I don't know how many times I have said that in the time that those guys have been there, you know. And he manages to make something out of nothing for a pickup of a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of those. They're both that kind of running back. I don't know if either one is that much better than the other. And look at the start of this season. Not that San Jose State or even Penn State are the world's best teams, with all due respect. But, you know, Trent, it was like he had number 22 on his back instead of number 3. You couldn't tell a hill of beans difference between the two of them.
Eli Gold joining us in the zone. We all know exactly what to expect, I think, from Alabama's offense. Defensively, certainly they haven't been tested like they're going to be tested on Saturday. It was the
right.
least competitive game that Arkansas had last year, the loss to Alabama. Do you anticipate that they will be able to approach this game defensively the same way they did last year with all the new personnel?
Well, I don't know. And let's start with this. Yes, they lost 9 starters, Bama did, on defense. And if the guys who were there were better than the fellows who were playing, then they would have started. I understand that. But I will tell you that of the fellows who plugged the holes, only 2 positions are being played by what you would term newcomers. You know, on defensive end, Marcel Darius, I will submit, was the best defensive end that Alabama had last year. He was also the youngest, and Lorenzo Washington and Brandon Dedrick were very good, and they played the majority. But Marcel, I will tell you, was the best defensive end that the team had. The big area, obviously, the loss of Rolando McClain, but Dante Hightower has stepped right in, and when he was hurt last year, Dante spent the rest of the year learning the defense, learning every little nuance of it, so when he had to step up this year and be the, if you will, defensive quarterback there to call the formations and change coverages, etc., he has taken to it instantly. The big question mark is one half of the secondary. You know, one part of the secondary is fine, is fine by virtue of experience. The other part is brand spanking new, and you're right, Bama has not seen anything like what Ryan is going to throw at them come Saturday. Even the kid from Duke, you know, who's not a bad, the score was lopsided, clearly, but Duke is going to put up points and going to put up yardage on anyone. They are just a frenetic offensive machine. They can't finish it off, but they're going to put yards and points up on a lot of folks. You know, and Bama gave up a couple of 100 yards in the air to Sean Renfrey, the quarterback there. So this is far and away going to be the toughest run. And, you know, the next 3 weeks, really, for Alabama, this game Saturday, and then pending how the outcome of other games are, you know, Florida in the next game is number 8 in America, and if South Carolina can beat Auburn and move into the top 10, you know, Bama's going to play 3 straight opponents who are in the top 10. So we'll find out very quickly come Saturday, or certainly by 5:30 in the afternoon, as to what the true personality and ability of the Bama DBs are.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous stretch. We were looking at that earlier in the week. But, you know, just another month in the SEC, right? I mean, that's just how
it
things
is.
Go.
You know, and that's where the talk is going to come up later in the year. If somebody like Boise State still hangs around. You know, taking nothing from those kids. They work hard, but, you know, Alabama's playing this stretch and you guys are playing your stretches, and they've got, you know, Utah State and New Mexico State and that kind of stuff. That this conversation is going to be talked about again come November, December, and early January.
Let me shift gears to the NFL. You talked about the association with McElroy and the Cowboys. Do you have any idea what's going on over there and what the problem is?
I do not. I have not asked him because he's got more important things to worry about. I have not seen his dad since they fell to 0-2. I'm sure he'll probably be at the game this weekend, and I'll probably ask him. Plus, our former boss, interestingly, our former boss from the Crimson Tide Sports Network, which is like the Razorback Sports Network, the rights holders for the games, he left us a year ago and is now doing the same job with the Dallas Cowboys. So I dare say I'll see those guys. And there was no relation, by the way, between McElroy and Michael Alford. It was one of those this happened kind of things. But I expect I'll see them both this weekend and certainly next week in against the Florida Gators. And I'll be able to ask them a few more probing questions. But I've not bothered Greg with that. I'm sure that's the least of his concerns right now. And if he did answer me with some knowledge, I'd be concerned myself because he needs to be worrying about Arkansas.
How close are you able to follow the former, obviously the majority of the team from last year's in the NFL now, but how close are you able to follow those guys that have moved on to the next level?
Fairly well. You know, I do get to see them some. Obviously, I saw Javier Arenas the other day on the tube and a few others. So, yes, I keep fairly.